At 1UP, we believe in being curious and taking a little bit of value from everyone. So welcome to the Breadcrumb series, where we get bite-sized amounts of previous episodes and can hear a new perspective in less than 5 minutes. This breadcrumb is from episode 176, Chase Your Passions Fearlessly, Tips for Overcoming What People Think.
Something I've always admired about you is your ability to take risks, I suppose, but just do things fearlessly. And I think, you know, we both kind of had similar circumstances last year when we decided to travel. It was very last minute. It was one-way flight. It was a we don't know what we're doing kind of thing. And you've continued to have that theme in many areas of your life. But the way that we differ is that I've always felt, or it has always seemed like to me, that you don't have that same fear of what other people might think of that decision, whereas I do.
Interesting.
How do you separate your fear of what people think with like just going and doing something and doing it for you, not because someone else thinks you should do it?
Well, it's interesting because it's something that I've definitely battled with in the past. Like, I think it's natural for anyone to care what others think of you.
Mm.
For example, before I went away, financially, I needed to get a job. But I let my pride and ego get in the way of caring what other people thought, so I didn't, which I find really interesting to look back now, because then I went away to Southeast Asia for 4 months, learned a lot through that, and then coming back, I fully just let go of the ego and did not give a shit.
Right.
And I got a hospital job over the summer, and I actually ended up loving it. And it's like, who actually cares? And if people are looking at you and judging you, it's more of a reflection of themselves and having insecurities in that. And that's where I'm like, I don't actually care if people talk about me behind my back. I'm actually more like, is everything okay? Like, I want to help, you know, talk it through with them. Like, why are you feeling this way?
Mm. So you felt before you traveled that was a time financially where you probably needed to get some kind of secure income, but because of your fear of what people might have thought, you were like, I'm just still going to go on this trip anyway.
Yep. But I think it was a mixture of that pride and ego, of caring what people thought, but also that resilience and determination to myself. I was like, no, this is going to work. This is, like, collectively was my full-time job at this point. I was like, no, this is your full-time job. This is what you want. If you go and get a job, you're taking away the energy that you'd be able to put into this, into something else. So just keep going. Do not give up. And that was one of those tests where I just did not want to give up and just keep going.
Yeah. And you do make it work, which I love.
Somehow. I think there's been so many times where it's like that just should not have worked out, but somehow it did.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The 1UP Project. If you want to find more stuff just like this, check out our other apps or follow us at The 1UP Project on Instagram or TikTok. See you there.